This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product! Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All 3 of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conan.
Boom.
Next is from Gary Hans. The subject is so far away. The Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns match was fantastic. Maybe the greatest match either man has been in during their entire career. I didn't hate the finish because there was basically zero story between Cody and Roman, but now there is. Oh boy, is there a story. I got no problem with the Brock Lesnar heel turn either because now Cody Rhodes, the number one babyface on the planet, has to get through Brock Lesnar first before he can go to Roman again. It's fantastic. The question for Conan, Disco, and Loco Eduardo is... When we're gonna kazoo that, okay. By the way,
you know, wait, that, that was
cool. That's a crazy right. When does this rematch happen? I see a lot of people saying WrestleMania 40, which I get because the rematch is the biggest match in the business, but how can they possibly keep the storyline fresh and exciting for another year? For me, the match needs to happen at SummerSlam. Cody can get through Brock, win the Money in the Bank, and call out Roman at SummerSlam. Just a fan though. You guys take is what we all want. I mean, I broke Cody's. The funniest thing is, this is how stupid wrestling fans are. Because they're mad that Vince McMahon is back, okay? They looked at that angle on Monday as Cody getting buried. I'm like, what? Like these people don't even understand the concept of professional wrestling anymore. Like, getting sympathy on a top baby face. Like, bro, they're booking him exactly like a baby face, pretty boy baby face character should be booked. Have a match, have been fighting guys bigger than him and getting beat down and coming back. It's very simplistic. The match, I don't know when the rematch should take place, but like I think Cody right now is still the number one contender. You know, I would think. I mean, what do you think, Conan?
Yeah, I just think that you're right. You know, that was great because if you were wondering what they were going to do with Cody or if he was going to survive this loss, the thing with Brock just rejuvenated everything. And now it gives him another target to go after because this guy basically backstabbed him. And you can always come back to them because what do you call this? You could start heating Cody up six months before Triple Mania. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't have to be doing Cody and Roman for a whole year. 6 months out, you can start it leading into WrestleMania.
Right. Next is from Michael Mitch and Sirleaf. Subject is locker room vibe. K100, what's going on? Always appreciate you guys taking my question. Conan Disco, I have a bit of an esoteric question for you. Brother's got a pretty healthy vernacular. With all the dirt sheet news talking about the sudden swings in the morale of the WWE locker room this past week, from the highs of WrestleMania weekend to the lows of rumors of McMahon running Raw to the cautious optimism of Vince not being around for SmackDown on Friday night, I want to ask you, given experiences in a locker room during the height of a hot time in wrestling in a competitive environment, as well as being a part of creative with talent, working with talent, is the locker room fickle and or sensitive to such swings in morale? Does any bit of a positive or negative change that shifts the temperature of the team? As always, keep doing what you do. That's from Meechan. P.S. Conan, I'm sure that you've been getting endless love for it, but let me add to the list of people giving you flowers for spectacular Hall of Fame induction speech last weekend. Hopefully some people now understand how significant a role you played in this business in terms of your contributions inside of the ring, introducing a new style of the country, as well as fostering a lot of the talent that we see today. Got to put some respect on your name. I would disagree with that. I don't think Conan deserves any respect on this. Do you think you deserve respect on your name, Conan?
Nah.
For that? I disagree. First of all, the morale, the morale is usually comes from the mid carders are the guys that the morale is like suffers the most with, because when you're not doing something with somebody, your morale gets, you know, that's what lowers morale. When everybody's involved, everybody's got storylines, morale is usually good regardless of who's going over or not. You know?
Yeah, but morale a lot has to do with like morale also has to do like when the. Who the booker is or who's in charge of, because I remember like when Vince Russo came in, a lot of people did not like him because they were Eric's boys. But the younger cats like us, we loved Vince because he was going to look out for us. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Next from Javier, and the subject is keeping 100. What's up, guys, and conversation terrorists? Been a minute. Here's a question I've never heard being asked a longtime listener. Unfortunately, after a 17-year relationship of having twin boys, me and mom are done. That being said, my question for the three of you are one, what was the hardest breakup you dealt with? And two, what advice can you give to people out there that have or are going through it? And for the billionth time, it's Xavier, not Javier, D.I. Conan, amazing speech. Watched it 3 times. No smoke up your ass. And D.I., side note, saw you talk about the Charmaine interviewing that girl in the MMA thing. Don't know if you remember. I sent an email referencing the South Park episode with Macho Man character beating chicks' asses. So same thing. Peace. Xavier, not
that was actually an that was actually an excellent episode.
Right. I'll say this: hardest breakup was my first girlfriend here in Vegas. I did it for like a year and a half, so.
So you were like in your 30s?
No advice. I don't. Yeah, early 40s. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. The advice is just find something. You know, just find something to do with your time that you like to do. I don't know. So next is some Carlos Hernandez. Go ahead.
Conan, did you want to talk about your hardest breakup?
I want to hear yours because okay. I want to.
I know you want to rip me, or you want to say what was his name? Probably right.
Well, we know it.
No, like I was actually talking with Raven about this on the show this week, whether or not it's harder when you're a teenager, you know, that you could be with a girl 6 months and it'll feel like the worst feeling ever. And then you're with a girl 5 years in your 20s and you get right over it. I don't, you know, but now Disco said his early 40s was the worst. So obviously it's different for everyone. My worst one was my after high school, like 18 to 20 girlfriend. Because it was a kind of a sudden thing. And, you know, she moved on real fast and I didn't, you know, so I kind of sulked over that for a while. But the only advice I could give is time and try to have fun. Try to not think about it.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree with that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with 3 free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
All right, next is from Carlos Hernandez. Subject is Dante Martin injury. Hi, Conan, Disco, and Joe. It's Carlos from LA. Hope you're all doing good. A quick recap of WrestleMania weekend. I met and got a picture with Conan, Nick on Probation, Aldis, and Frankie Kazarian at WrestleCon. So my first time at a wrestling convention, I have to say it was way cooler than I thought it'd be. Everyone I interacted with was really cool, and I had a good time. I was hoping to run into Billy Body, but I'm kind of glad I didn't. Now to my question. Unfortunate entry happened in a ladder match at the Ring of Honor pay-per-view last week. Pentagon hit Dante Martin with a Canadian Destroyer off a ladder set up in the ring to a stack of tables on the outside. Dante Martin's leg snapped. His leg looked like a freaking pretzel. What the heck is going on here? Would you have allowed this spot to happen? Is there too many gimmick matches all across wrestling? I've attached a clip. If it doesn't play, I'll also send it to Joe on Discord DM. Conan, we all fame speech. It was an honor to meet you. I wish you the best. Much love and respect. Disco, keep the suspensions coming, okay? Joe, thanks for doing that WrestleMania watch along with us. Stay safe. Okay, I'm going to keep the suspensions coming, Carlos, because you're suspended for a week.
Oh,
there is literally a YouTube. There is literally a YouTube clip up right now for when we talked about this on the show last week, okay? So you're asking us to comment on stuff that's already that we've already discussed, so you're going to get suspended. Do you have any comments to say about this, Conan?
Yeah, I double that.
He had all that goodwill in his email, and he gets suspended. That's
right.
That's hard.
He gets suspended. Yeah, keep the suspensions coming. Well, good. You're suspended. Next one's from some Gonda Chanko, and the subject is MJF is no longer top five heel. Good day, K100 crew. Great speech, Conan. Greatest induction speech ever. Even Jim Cornette and Brian Last said the same on their show. Brian Last put you over. That's interesting because he does not like your interviews. I'm starting to lose interest in MJF. His reign has been quite underwhelming. A lot of segments are repetitive. He's still very talented, does everything well, but the spark isn't quite there anymore like how it used to be. I don't even think he's a top five heel anymore. I think there are other people who are getting more heat and being booked better than him right now. Roman, Dominic, Brock, Austin Theory, and Gunther would all be ahead of him currently, in my opinion. Do you guys think MJF has lost a step, or do you think booking in AEW versus the booking WWE has allowed other guys to get ahead of him? He has lost a lot of steam as a heel. He doesn't get
booed out of the building anymore. Like, the thing with him is that he's very likable, kind of like when Ric Flair was a heel, it was hard to boo him because you liked him
right.
so much.
Right.
Flair never really got real heat, you know? And so,
right.
but they would boo him because that they knew he was a heel and they kind of had to. But, you know, coming out as a babyface in Long Island, even if it is your hometown, that's when you heel on them the most. I'm the only good thing that's come out of Long Island, you fucking bums, and have them fucking, you don't acquiesce right. to them. It's like, I remember when I would come out.
It was a perfect spot for his heel. He does cheap heat all the time anyway. Why didn't he do it there? You know?
I would come out as a heel, and people would some people would cheer me, and they'd do the I'm not worthy, and they'd have a sign. And I'd go right up to the guy with the sign, and I'd rip it in half. And I'd get on the right. fucking microphone, and I'd destroy anybody that would applaud me, you know? That's what you right. do as a heel. You know, so
right.
a little bit
he's
is on
dick.
Him too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be a dick, right? It's like, yeah. that's part
you
of being a heel.
You don't mark out
because
you go to your hometown.
Right. You know, that's not being a heel. That's being a mark, right? What was I going to say here? Next is from Dale Fortunio, and the subject is Ready to Fumble. What's going on, gang? So I saw Ready to Rumble on a streaming service and noticed Conan and Disco having some on-screen time during the film. The movie was illogical from the get-go as soon as you saw Oliver Platt as the main focal point. What was the experience in filming this, and was there any added incentives in actually being a part of the film? Was Joe Pantoliano a nice guy to interact with as well? Conan had the best Hall of Fame speech ever. Bonus. Who thought of the idea to have the Nitro Girls rival each other and create an angle with them? Remember the black Nitro Girl wanted to do an angle where she had a twin... She played her twin sister who was evil?
No.
Did you remember that, Conan? Yeah, that's... Pretty,
no.
She wanted to do an angle where she...
Wait a minute. Wasn't the black Nitro Girl...
What was her name again?
She became Booker's wife, right? Charmel.
No, there was another one. There was another one. Yeah. Who was it? What was her name again?
She's kind of weird.
She wanted to do an angle where she had an evil... Yeah, she wanted to do an evil twin gimmick. You know, so whatever. Olive Ready to Rumble was fun because we were in LA the whole time. Because I mean, that was like really the only selling point. But when we were in the hotel doing that movie, it was the first time I'd ever been in an earthquake before. Yeah,
it's funny because
was like I
remember here there was a Nitro Girl named Chiquita Anderson that replaced Charmel.
I think that's the one.
There you go.
And so I remember that that I was in line waiting to get into a club and. Bro, everybody was so fucked up in line that they didn't feel the earthquake, and I did. And I was like, did you feel something move? And everybody's like, no, no, no. And then, you know, we found out that earthquake had just hit, which was kind of funny.
Right. Wow. Right. Yeah. I thought when it was happening, it was like 3:00 in the morning, we were asleep. I literally thought it was the people above me were having sex in their bed. That's what I thought was going on.
Bro, I just remember that it and I already knew this because I had done soap operas before, but it was long and tedious reshoot after reshoot, and you know it was really boring and long, and tedious hours doing absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Now, did you read the script? Did you read the script or just worry about your own shit?
Just worried about my own shit. I still haven't seen
the
movie.
I wondered if you would have read the script. If you kind of would have went, oh, what is? Because I mean, wrestling fans,
it was terrible.
People find it like ironically funny. Like it stinks, but it's funny because it stinks, you know?
Yeah. Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat? More testosterone? More energy? Better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take 2 Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
All right, next is some. Oh, look at. Well, what do we have here? Jared Aviat has returned, Conan, to the mailbag. Right. The subject is Return to the Mailbag, Barry Windham. Greetings, K100 crew. The raging Asian, aka the modern head day jughead, is back. To make Disco happy, I will continue to beat this dead horse and thus will ask Conan if A. Did he get to speak with Liv Morgan about her obvious heel turn plans from late last year? And
you're,
B.
You're going to get.
Did she admit to,
for that? And
did she admit to Conan that yes, due to the booking and the segments on TV at the time, it was clear that Liv was turning to the dark side, but the WWE creative suddenly decided to stop pushing Liv altogether? K-Dog, even if this did not happen, just tell Disco what happened so we can move on after 8 months. Anyway, why don't you just admit you're wrong?
That'd be easier.
He's the typical heel who will not admit he's wrong. Anyway, on to my question if you'll read it. How was Barry Windham like back in the day in WCW? Was Barry considered a backstage politician? WCW and Conan worked with him during the No Limit Soldiers West Texas Rednecks feud. Or was Barry just laid back and was not maneuvering behind the scenes? Thank you very much. That's best from Jared. He was just like a payday guy. He wasn't trying to get pushed or anything. He was older. I guess he was making pretty good money. So he was cool. I liked him. What about you, Conan?
Yeah, he was very cool. The first time I went there, it was still NWA, which was like 89. I remember the very first day I was there that all the boys went to a strip club, and he kind of was like telling me the business, because I told him I grew up watching him in Miami, which I did, you know, and he was a great wrestler. And like he took care of me when I met him.
Yeah. All right. Oh, by the way, I want to talk about going back to the MJF conversation about heels. I mean, you're talking about Flair, right? Even when Flair was a heel, when he was doing those promos on the Superstation at the TV studio on Channel 17,
yeah,
for when he would be cutting the promos talking about women, bro, the women in the crowd would be applauding. They'd be like, "Woo, yeah," you know, like he'd be talking about all the women he gets, and the girls would be going, "Woo," you know. So it's like he always had that, you know. So like you're right about that, absolutely.
Right. He was charismatic, looked good, dressed good,
right?
You know.
The girls liked him. The girls liked to get money, talked about having money and stuff, right? You know, yeah. So next is from David Taylor, and this is Conan and WWE. Hey, Conan, congrats on what people are calling the greatest induction speech of all time at the WWE Hall of Fame. However, there's a big portion of your fan base bummed out with your entrance music. Did you have any input around this, as it would have made more sense for any of your WCW themes or Filthy Animal sick entrance themes? Surely WWE owned these. I can only imagine you were not asked about this and just went with the flow. Amazing stuff anyway, and this is from the Fig Bath King, King Taylor.
All right. You seem to be happy with that moniker.
Yeah.
I don't know. They gave me some generic hip-hop shit. I had told Ray, hey, how about my music? He goes, what do you want him to play? And I told him because I wanted three songs to be played. And I said, and I'll make it up. You know, I'll make it myself and send it to you. And knowing Ray, like I know him, he probably forgot to tell them. I'm positive that's what happened. And when I came out, I was very surprised. And I should have reminded him the day of, hey, you take care of this. But I was so busy the day of, you know, that I forgot to tell him.
Yeah, I thought maybe you would be able to use the LAX music because I think it's yours, right?
Yep.
Or maybe they would have been like, no, why don't you do the Wolf Pack or something like that? But, you know, it was fine. I didn't hate it. But, you know, I think people expected something like that, I think.
Next is from Big Rig, and the subject is Disco Gimmick Change. Hello, gentlemen. My question is from Mr. Inferno. Had WCW stayed around a few more years, I think he would have gone from a 70s music gimmick into an 80s music gimmick. Something like Karma Chameleon, you could have walked like an Egyptian, had a loaded silver glove a la Michael Jackson. On a more praiseworthy note, Disco had the most underrated pile driver in the sport. No, I would have stuck with the Disco character, but I started doing the Disco with the Q because I was getting beat too much. And my character, so I said, well, I'm not going to have the Disco guy keep getting beat, so I'm just going to change my gimmick a little bit, you know, because they weren't really doing much with me, and so I just changed my look, so people would think like I'm just doing something goofy, you know, so, but I would not have done an 80s character, but I could have done an 80s character, you know.
And then when you guys changed it up, because you know everyone always talks about favorite themes and shit, entrance music, and everybody loves, you know, Disco Fever. But when you teamed up with Alex Wright as Boogie Nights, you guys had a fucking great entrance song. You know, it was very rave and club-esque, but it was very good. I liked it.
Next is from Joe from Wichita. Subject is Russo, the originator of the Elite. Recently, on my YouTube recommendations, a Cornette clip from a few months back appeared on my list. As soon as I saw it was a clip involving Cornette reading out Russo's WWF ideas in 1997, I immediately clicked it. Within the clip, Cornette reads a section of Russo's writings where Russo has an idea for a group called the Elite, featuring Triple H, Shawn, Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, Eric Watts, Brian Christopher, and Sonny. Has either of you ever heard of this idea from Vince or someone else? I'd like to hear your respective takes on this idea. I included the clip URL and timestamp the portion of the clip for you guys to hear. Thanks. Love the show. Don't even bother playing this. I have no clue about this, so I can't comment on this. Yeah, I have no idea. Right. No, I've never talked to Vince about this, never heard about this. Never, you know, so what would I think of that?
Why don't you write on his show and find out?
Yeah, I'll ask him on his show, yeah.
They wanted Eric Watts. He wanted Eric Watts. You haven't heard that either. That's interesting.
Have you heard anything about that, right?
No.
Okay, next is from Joseph Supermix Rodriguez. Subject is boxing news. Hey guys, fairly new Discord member here. I notice you guys are pretty big boxing fans. I wonder if you guys are interested in a monthly boxing news rumor rundown, even just written. I contribute to the Boxing Voice podcast on YouTube, so I'm well involved in that scene. I hope this doesn't come off as a suggestion. Love the show. Best wishes. I don't know, maybe. If we talk, but there is a big fight this weekend here in Vegas. A lot of buzz, too. Gervonta Davis and Garcia are fighting. Right. Davis, right. Yeah.
And they cool. Definitely don't like each other, yeah.
Right. I've been watching any buildup from this. Has it been a good buildup? They don't like each other at all?
Yeah, they've talked really good trash to each other, like at the press conferences. You know,
they did. I'm like going to watch. Yeah. Maybe put that in. Maybe put that in the cold open or the Easter egg.
They're both very cocky. Yeah.
Oh, they are. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good. I might go to that fight. I might go to that if I can get a ticket for cheap. Next is from Kyle Salters. The subject is Arnold's Mexican Son. What's up, Conan, Disco, and Joe? Been listening to you guys for almost 2 years now, but this is the first email I've sent in. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mexican son is in pretty good shape and has the size to try out wrestling. If you ever thought of becoming a wrestler, do you think he should use an alias or wear a mask in order to try to get over his own? Or do you think that he should embrace the fact that he's Arnold's son from the beginning and use that to try to get over? P.S. I don't condone cheating on your spouse, but I'm not sure why Arnold would pick the housekeeper to have an affair with. Seems too close to home. The only conclusion I can come up with is that Arnold was addicted.
Frozen there.
Yeah, this is the best part of the show.
To the maid. Can you hear me?
Okay. Wait, what was that punchline again the guy said? The last line?
Wait. You heard it because you laughed and it wasn't funny.
Yeah. I didn't hear it.
No laughing at something that's stupid.
Yeah, addicted to the maid. Okay, so Kyle Salters,
suspend this guy. Suspend
that's a very
suspend
I was wondering but definitely going with that suspend him.
Right. Yeah. But I will say this, the guy should absolutely use Schwarzenegger's name. I mean, it's an iconic
right.
name.
That would be dumb not to. It's going to open up
kind
a lot
of weird
doors
that they didn't, kind of weird that's Rick Steiner's kid, they didn't use his name. Like, the Steiner name is a pretty iconic name in professional wrestling. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised at that. So this is the last one. It's from Raider.
And real quick, obviously they recognize him as Rick's son because he inducted him into the Hall of Fame. Everyone knows he's Steiner's son, but they just don't call him it. It's like Curtis Axel.
I don't get it. Subject is Raven's infamous squeaky desk promo. You got this ready, Joe?
Yep.
Hey, guys. During Raven's time in ECW, he had a tremendous feud with Tommy Dreamer. Notable in this feud is a promo Raven cut from inside a classroom regarding their upcoming match. Raven historians often refer to this promo as a squeaky desk promo. I've included a 30-second clip below. Question. Does Raven's manipulation of the desk in order to make an audible speak have heat with you? You guys are the best, and that's Derek from Virginia, Raider 360. Play this clip. I want to see this.
Hang on, it's a little bit of a pain in the ass because they changed it. All right. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You make it bigger? There we go.
That's it, yeah.
All right.
You can hide it. Repress it. Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer will return to the inescapable horror of the classroom of your youth. Except this time, will not graduate. Quote to Raven, nevermore.
Why is that such an iconic promo?
Hearing it called, like it
did
has
you remember
a name.
That for, do you remember?
No.
Did you
I was going to say, I've never heard of a squeaky desk promo, yeah.
Right. This guy sounds kind of like a really ECW supermark, obviously, right? Yeah. Mm. Conan, what did you think of that promo by Raven? That was a little JoJo, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's done way, way, way better stuff.
Especially on Dreamer.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Tommy Dreamer. And he's kind of talking like in a fake wrestling voice there, too. I'm not a fan of that one.
That was like that was the beginning of the gimmick, so maybe he was still.
That didn't sound like a squeaky desk.
Yeah, when he slammed it, it had a squeak. But I thought the guy meant like when you rock it back and forth, it squeaks or something.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't
fucking deal. And they call that the squeaky desk promo.
Let's kazoo this guy.
You think that it was squeaking during the whole thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we do misinformation on that? Flag him for misinformation, suspend him a week?
Yep.
Yeah, let's suspend him for a week. All right. Sorry, Raider, but you're suspended
for
misinformation.
We're not sorry.
That's been the mailbag.